In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, to who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And may the Force be with you.
And also with you.
You're ready. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, you know that a new Star Wars movie just came out a couple of weeks ago. It's been pretty much impossible to escape. Their advertising partners, commercials, and sheer amount of stuff connected to Star Wars has been staggering. And it also means, believe it or not, that you could probably get through an entire day only using Star Wars-associated stuff. Yes, they have Star Wars computers, Star Wars makeup, Star Wars-themed food, and Star Wars-themed cooking utensils. Enough so that you can probably go the entire day just using Star Wars stuff. The new film is also well on its way to perhaps becoming the highest grossing film of all time. Now, there are many obvious reasons that this film is doing so well. First, it's a good movie and it goes back to the original movie's roots. Second, it builds off a well-known and beloved franchise that's been around since 1977. Third, it's not like this is the first time Star Wars has made a ton of money. The first film is still the second highest grossing film of all time once you adjust for inflation. And even the prequels, which were, still made plenty of money. But once you remove all of this, you still have the main reason that it's doing so well, in my opinion. The story. There's something timeless about the story that it's telling. Good versus evil. The dark side versus the light side. The scrappy underdog versus the big bad evil. The best Star Wars products have always capitalized on the story. Whether it was the best of the books that were released after the movies came out and followed the main characters' lives after that and carried on the story, or the video games, these things carried on the story and this enduring conflict. Light versus dark, good versus evil, empire versus rebellion, resistance versus first order. And the fun thing about the video games, especially, was that you finally had a chance to live out your childhood fantasies if you grew up with these films in any way, shape, or form. You could be an X-Wing pilot and blow up the Death Star, or you could be a TIE fighter pilot and defend it. You could command an AT-AT walker or try and trip one up with a wire. You could become a Jedi fighting for the light side of the Force with a lightsaber, even. Or you could become a Sith and use your anger to shoot lightning from your fingertips. Of course, the big question was always, who were you going to fight for? Jedi or Sith, rebellion or empire, dark side or light side? Now, the movies make it pretty clear that the Jedi, Rebellion, Light side is the heroic side. These are the good guys. These are the people that we should be rooting for. However, I think it's interesting to take a closer look at the dark side. Now, I'm not sure that all the people in the Empire and the dark side started out as mustache-twirling villains, if you will. I'm guessing for many of them, they simply thought that, well, the Empire was the way of doing things was simply the best way to keep order. The Empire had the best way of doing things. Now, the reason I bring this up is because when it comes to real life, light and dark and good and evil aren't always so clear-cut as they are in the movies, as we all well know. We like to think that we are the heroes of our own story and that we'd obviously fight for the good guys. However, we can't say this for sure. There's this online website called BuzzFeed, and they'll put out, among other silly and kind of fun lists, these personality quizzes, like, which character from a major motion picture are you based on these 10 questions? They recently did a quiz called What Percentage Dark Side Are You? Now, it's a silly quiz, and like all quizzes, if you're smart enough where you can pick up on these things, you can game the quiz, right? So you can figure out what you're supposed to answer to get more dark side or more light side. However, the one thing I appreciate is that in its final judgment, you couldn't be 100% light or dark. I think the lower, like you could be 10% dark and then 95% dark were the margins. But I actually appreciated that you couldn't be 100% fully light or dark, because this is more like real life. Light and dark, good and evil, aren't always so clear cut. Now in today's gospel reading, we hear John's take on the Christmas story. Now sure, there aren't shepherds and angels like in Luke's gospel, nor are there any wise men like there are in the Gospel of Matthew. But still the story of how Jesus came to earth and why Jesus came. John starts out with, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Here we run across this light and dark imagery again. So it's not just the Star Wars universe that talks about it. Here we start learning what Jesus' purpose on earth is. And Jesus is the life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Now, this all makes sense. Of course, Jesus is the hero of the story. Of course, Jesus is a part of the light side. But what does that mean about us? At best, I suppose it means that we're the classic damsel in distress that needs saving, which is more than true, I guess. After all, Jesus is coming into the world to be the savior. However, at its worst, it means that we are the ones that need to be defeated. We are the followers of the dark side and the ones standing in Jesus' way. Because, like the quiz said, no one is 100% light side. This could be said about us, too, in regards to sin. No one is 100% light side or free from sin. And it's not like we're being graded on a curve or at some sliding scale. Sin is sin. And the darkness of sin pollutes everything. Even a tiny fraction of sin in us means that we are 100% sinner. We are not the heroes of the story. We are the ones standing in Jesus' way. Jesus is the light of the world. And the thing about the light, and light in general, is it shines in the darkness and exposes everything. It exposes our sin in a new way. There's no gaming this quiz to get a perfect result. Instead, the light of the world, Jesus, shows us that we are not the heroes, that we are not the light, that we are servants of sin and the dark and our own sinful hearts. But we are so convinced that we should be the heroes that we put to death on the cross the true hero who shows us that we aren't so heroic. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it, not even the darkness of sin, not even the darkness of death. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Even the darkness of our sin cannot overcome the light of Jesus. It is through the light of Jesus that the darkness of our sin is finally defeated through the forgiveness we receive through the cross and the resurrection. This is another part of what makes Star Wars such a powerful story. The original trilogy also includes a redemptive arc, a redemption arc. And so does our story. Through Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection, and the forgiveness we receive through it, we are redeemed. We are saved. And what is more, we are made God's children. We are given a new role, the role of God's forgiven children, who, like John the Baptist, also point to the light. God made flesh, the Son of God, and our Savior. Because we have seen his glory. We have experienced it ourselves. We have experienced it through our baptism, through the forgiveness we have proclaimed to us in worship, through receiving Jesus' body and blood given to us in communion for the forgiveness of our sins, through the word that we experience in the reading and the hearing of the Bible. We too have seen his glory full of grace and truth. The truth that we are sinners, and the truth and the grace that we are forgiven and made God's children. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Thanks be to God, and may the Force and the Lord be with you always. Amen.